जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीर वन चारी, यमुना तीर वन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीर वन चारी, यमुना तीर वन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस त्रिभुजाचार्य अस्तुत्र सत अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस त्रिभुजाचार्य अस्तुत्र सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमनंदी हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेवन डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेवन डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेवन डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौर ओंकार। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 11 New chapter we are starting. We are starting a new chapter, so it's text 1. Calculation of time from the atom. I have text there. Maitreya Uvacha Charma Sadvisheshanam अनेको संयुता सदा परमाणु स विज्ञेयो नृणाम एक्या ब्रह्मो यथा मैत्रेया उवाच चर्म सद्विशेषानां अनेको समुता सदा परमाणु स विज्ञेयो नृणामेक्य ब्रह्मो यतः मैत्रेया उवाच शर्मा सद्विशेषानां अनेको संयुताः सदा परमाणु स विज्ञेयो नृणामेक्य ब्रह्मो यतः मैत्रेया उवाच चर्मा सद्विशेषानां अनेको संयुता सदा परमाणु स विज्ञेयो नृणामेक्य ब्रह्मो यतः मैत्रेय उवाच शर्म सद्विशेष अनेको संयुता सदा परमाणु स विज्ञेयो मैत्रेय उवाच चर्म सद्विशेषानां अनेको संयुता सदा परमाणु स विज्ञेयो नृणामेक्य ब्रह्मो यतः मैत्रेया उवाच शर्म सद्विशेषानां अनेको संयुता सदा नृणामेख्य ब्रह्म यत् मैत्रेया उवाच चर्म सद्विशेषानां अनेको संयुता सदा परमाणु स विज्ञेयो मैत्रेय उवाच चर्म सद्विशेषानां अनेको संयुता सदा Pramanusa Vikheyo Nriname Kya Brahmo Yata Maitreya Vacha Paramasun Aneko Samhita Sada Nriname Kya Brahmo Yata. Word to word, please repeat. Maitreya Vacha. Maitreya said. Charamaha. Ultimate. Sat. Effect. Visheshanam. Symptoms. Aneka. Innumerable. Asamyuta. Unmixed. Sada, always. Paramanu, atoms. Saha, that. Vigyaya, should be understood. Nrinam, of men. Ekya, oneness. Brahma, mistaken. Yataha, from which. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The material manifestation's ultimate particle, which is indivisible and not formed into a body, is called the atom. It exists always as an invisible identity. Invisible identity, even after the dissolution of all forms. The material body is but a combination of such atoms, but it is misunderstood by the common man. Purport. The atomic description of the Srimad Bhagavatam is almost the same as the modern science of atomism. And this is further described in the Paramanuvad of Kannada. Has anyone read this text, Paramanuvad? In modern science also, the atom is accepted as the ultimate indivisible particle of which the universe is composed. Srimad Bhagavatam is the full text of all descriptions of knowledge, including the theory of atomism. The atom is the minute, subtle form of eternal time. Om Agyara Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya eva cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namo. Hare Krishna, I seek blessings of my superiors here. So this is a new chapter. We heard good description of Kala, eternal time, and now Maitreya Muni, he is giving more detail on how time is calculated using the smallest particle, atom, Paramanu. So Anu means small. Paramanu means the smallest. And it's interesting, in these two chapters I've seen Srila Prabhupada, he's saying that the scientists also, they have a kind of similar understanding as per Srimad Bhagavatam. Usually their understanding varies. But in terms of time, it seems like they have some kinds of similar understanding as per Srimad Bhagavatam, which is pretty interesting. But we can see here, Srimad Bhagavatam, it helps one see everything in relation to God, to Krishna. Whereas, if we see the modern science, they, in their discoveries or new innovations, they generally don't show the hand of God. They actually try to deny the existence of God. So that's the difference. But here we can see whatever the scientists, modern science, technologies, they are discovering, all those things, they are already stated in these texts like so many years ago. But they are like still trying to discover them, something that is already there. So it's very futile in that sense, like so much waste of resources, time, energy, all those things. Of course, there are some uses of these discoveries, like we see there are so many things we can use. We are using this microphone now, and so many other things that can be used. But the point Srimad Bhagavatam is making is that everything that's there, it exists in relation to God. That's what we heard in the previous chapter. Kala, there is eternal time, which represents Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, although this knowledge is there, we see in our limited experience how majority of people, they are enamored by these modern scientific theories. And now here, why is that? Here we see the atom, Paramanu. So the modern science is more interested in matter. They are only interested in study of matter. They do not take interest in seeing how everything is that is existing is in relation to God. Even if we see a little bit more subtle, so the subtle elements, there are different science departments. There are people, psychologists who study about mind, how mind works. There is sociologists. It's interesting, the pure, so-called pure scientists, they do not even consider these departments as pure science. The psychology, sociology, the scientists who are actually only interested in matter, in Paramanu. But Srimad Bhagavatam is different in that sense. It is not educating people just on Paramanu. It's educating people what this Paramanu exists in relationship to. What is it meant for? And what's the source? Where it has come from? Like, we have heard so many conversations where even Srila Prabhupada is pointing this out, that the scientists promise so many things, but all the elements are there, like can they create life? And even with whatever things they have created, where does the elements come from? They do not even accept, admit the source of that. So there is a lot of things that could be said on that. But here we can see how devotees, the bhakti yogis, especially those who are here discussing in this Srimad Bhagavatam, they do not see the creation just within this limited cosmos. They see creation beyond the limited cosmos that we may know learning from modern education system. So I remember first time when I read fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the model of universe is so different from what people are taught in schools. And it's interesting when you study Srimad Bhagavatam, you see such descriptions. So the problem is that because there are people who are giving knowledge with imperfect senses. So there are four defects of conditioned living beings. And one of them is having imperfect senses. People, they are educating others having imperfect senses. So there is naturally tendency to make mistakes. And we see like so many, even if we consider, say, like many people, they are interested in vimanas and the ancient technology. And many people, they know about vimanas, how the ancients, they had these vimanas, they could chant mantras, could fly so great speed. So I heard in one conversation, Srila Prabhupada is saying, those vimanas, they are like for pleasure ride. And they have all the facilities on that. And they don't crash. You see, we hear so many times, they crash. When I was in school, I read this story about Titanic, the kind of a majestic ship on its maiden voyage. And it was said that it will never sink, but it sank on its first journey. So we can see there is like so many limitations to people who are creating these things or who are coming up with these theories because they have imperfect senses. But here, and they cannot imagine what exists beyond because they do not have access to those realities. But here we can see Maitreya Muni, if we remember from previous chapter, where is Maitreya Muni getting his knowledge from? If we consider, he personally heard from Krishna when Krishna was speaking to Uddhava. And even Vidura, he was told by Uddhava that there is another person who is supposed to share this knowledge with you. And that's Maitreya Muni. So Krishna communicated through Uddhava that this is how Vidura should approach Maitreya Muni. Although we know Vidura himself is a self-realized soul. So we can see these are the kind of personalities discussing these topics. But if we consider people who are just absorbed in this Paramanu, the subtle atom, and we can consider the kind of people they are and how they have lived their lifestyle and where they are getting their knowledge from. Like even in India, we can see it earlier, there used to be so many people who would be interested in studying these texts, the Shastras. They would take their knowledge from the Shastras. And we all have heard so many things from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, the history of great India. So people were very powerful and they had all this wisdom which scientists are still discovering yet. And but over the course of time, people have forgotten those things. and they have become enamored by these technological advancements. So many people, they are interested in studying computers. And it's interesting, just the other day I was talking to one Indian student, actually, who completed their education, and they are working now. So I was just asking them, so you studied, they did some masters in computer science, and they got like a good job now, so they feel happy. But I was asking, so how do you like here living in the U.S.? You have such a big job now, you know, people in India, they must give you a lot of value, see you as a very successful person. But this person was very honest. They could share that how it's these days there is like so many things that people are not satisfied with. People are dissatisfied how the government runs the show, how the things are going in society. But if we consider like earlier when people were following the Vedic culture, the whole society, everyone had jobs, places to live, you know, everyone could get sufficient food. It's not like you don't get any food, you are looking into the trash cans for food. No, it's a totally different culture. But we see what has happened because of going away from that culture, that understanding, that knowledge. People are becoming more and more atheistic. They are in all different areas, they are denying the existence of God. And we can see what it has resulted in. We have such a chaotic society these days, so many problems. What to talk about other problems? Even we have created so many things. We have become, the human species has become the only species that is like responsible for destroying its own inhabitat. So this is where all this technological advancement has brought us. And all these great educated scientific people, they cannot figure out how to control all these things, how to stop all these challenges that are going on. And it is there because they do not understand where is the source, where can they find the solution. So there is one chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's called Srimad Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. So there is so many solutions that are given, spiritual solutions for material problems. But if people do not access these, then they cannot find the answers. So I was reading some parts of the first canto, and there Arjuna, he is very sad because he knows Krishna has left the world, and he's feeling separation from Krishna. But when Yudhishthira asked him the reason for being so sad, Arjuna shared this. Gradually he started talking like, you know, I could do such and such big things because Krishna was there with me all the time. But now that same person, that great friend, he has left, and I'm feeling great separation from him. Not only that, I am feeling lack of all the power I had. So it's mentioned that those powers, because they were not needed, they were taken away. But it's interesting what Arjuna says. Arjuna said in addition to that, he said, let me read this if I can find it. He said that he's taking pleasure, he is getting strength by remembering the instructions that Krishna left him on the battlefield, which is Bhagavad Gita. Just trying to find the text. Oh yeah. So this is chapter 15 in first canto, text 5. Vanchitoham Maharaja Harina Bandurupina Yename Paratam Tejo Deva Vishma Panam Mahat. Arjuna said, O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who treated me exactly like an intimate friend, has left me alone. Thus my astounding power, which astonished even the demigods, is no longer with me. We know how Arjuna, he was given so many weapons by different demigods. He had a fight with Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva was so impressed, and then he gave him one weapon. And then he went to the heavenly kingdoms. There also he received some things. We know fire god, he gave him the chariot. So there are so many gifts he was given to win this battle. But here Arjuna is saying he does not have access to them anymore. But what does he have access to is here. Deshakalartha yuktani haritapo pasamani cha haranti smaratas chittam govinda bihitani me. Now I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the Personality of Godhead, Govinda, because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space. So this knowledge, it's for all times and all spaces. We know how Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Vivaswan, the sun god, originally. So it came from sun god, it came down to Vivaswan, Manu, and from Manu to Ikshvaku, and that's how it came to earth. So this knowledge is very ancient, and it is described like this. So here also we are hearing these details about Paramanu, and we will hear more in further texts. But in discussion of such devotees, they always come to the conclusion how the Kala is a representation of the Lord, and through Kala, the Supreme Lord is controlling all the living entities, the whole creation, which is quite opposite to what the modern science teaches us. So therefore, one has to be intelligent and make this choice for themselves, where do they want to get their wisdom from. And of course that becomes easy to make when we have good association, because one is receiving this knowledge from someone. So one has to see for themselves if that knowledge is helping them go beyond, helping them transcend their own situation. But here, hearing such discussions and such glorious activities of the Lord, one can experience this. And that's why we see so many devotees are here, because we have experienced this. And that's why we have this attraction for hearing these glorious activities. And such a person, their attraction to this jada vidya sab maya ravabo tomara bhajane bada. There is one more, couple more lines, and there it says, one becomes a gadha,
Gada means an ass. So one who takes materialistic knowledge, just the knowledge of this paramanu, just the matter, then they becomes like an ass, because their intelligence is polluted. And with such polluted intelligence, one cannot understand how God, how Krishna is present there in all different aspects of existence. And that's why they become bewildered. That's why we see even these big scientists, philosophers, they cannot understand this basic lesson Bhagavad Gita gives, the first lesson, that the spirit is different from the body. They just cannot understand this, because once they accept the spirit is different from the body, then one would wonder what is the source of spirit. So, we are very fortunate. We have access to this great science. This is actually real science, because Jada Vidya, it's nest science. It's nescience, it's ignorance. But we are trying to come to knowledge. We are trying to become aware. So this is the real science of awareness, complete awareness. Later we will see, because Lord Brahma, who is actually the creator of the universe, even he is engaging in devotional service to Krishna, and we know he gave us this Brahma Samhita, where there are so many detailed descriptions about the spiritual world, about Krishna. So we can know even the creator of this cosmos, material cosmos, creator of the Paramanu, he is engaging in service to Krishna. So what reason do other insignificant living entities have not to take advantage of such opportunity? So by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Vaishnavas, Lord Chaitanya, we have this great opportunity, great fortune, and we are taking advantage of that, which is very inspiring. So thank you very much. These were some of the thoughts. I'm sure you have more deeper thoughts and realizations. So we have a couple of minutes. So please share some. Yes, sir, Chita Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for giving a nice presentation. You were a little worried about this section being so technical, but I think you did a very commendable job. You mentioned about imperfect senses and how the planes that they make, they crash. So I just wanted to share something that's related to ISKCON that some of you may know. In 1976, so many devotees wanted to go to Mayapur Festival. On Prabhupada's request, he wanted all the devotees to go. So we chartered one airplane. It was a 747 belonging to Air India. And on Air India, all of their planes, they have names. So this one was called the Emperor Ashok. So we flew from America to India, came back. Then many, many years later, I forget exactly when, I think it was maybe late 80s, maybe early 90s, the same plane took off from Mumbai, it's called now, but it was still called Bombay then, and it blew up over the Indian Ocean. So it was, you know, interesting to us, because we all had flown on that plane. Yeah. And I don't think even till today they figured out what happened, whether it was a terrorist act. Some people are saying it was a terrorist act or it was some mechanical failure. But anyway, that same plane crashed in the Indian Ocean. So it was interesting that you mentioned that the Vimanas from the, you know, early days of the Vedic culture, they didn't crash. Haribo.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, Bhakta Emil.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And my question is more like a specific clarification. You were saying in the beginning of the class that in the science, the Srimad Bhagavatam, no, the scientists, they kind of said that socialism, it's...
Sociology.
Sociology, it's separate from science.
Yeah, they don't consider it as pure science, because the pure scientists, they consider study of all these atom, different physics. Yeah, like study of energy. Like Einstein, he discovered this formula. What is it? E-M equal to M something. I forgot. I learned it in school. But pretty much like matter into energy equal to time. That was the formula. That's what it translates it to. But the point is that they only interested in E equal to MC square, right? Something like that. So, you know that. So, the point is they are only interested in study of matter, energy. But then, what is the source of that energy? So, Bhagavatam, it helps one understand the whole picture, what is beyond matter. Because you don't want to be just stuck in matter. You want to study things beyond matter, about the spirit and the source of spirit.
It would be like Srimad Bhagavatam, like holistic science.
Yes.
Complete. Oh.
Thank you. Acharya Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for a nice class. So, since in the Krishna consciousness movement, we have all this vast knowledge that come from the Vedas. So, and the great scientists are actually the Krishna consciousness devotees. And more specifically, we have some scientists, devotees, who they are specialized in that particular area, right? So why we are not so successful in preaching to the rascal scientists and to convince them of the right explanation of everything? Prabhupada wanted that, right? So why we are not so successful in having all this understanding and convince these rascals?
Yeah, I thought I already covered that point, but that because if they are so attracted to matter only, then they cannot have attraction for spiritual knowledge. So they have freedom to choose. By association of devotees, if one is sincere, they become attracted. But if one is not, their material desires are so strong, they cannot be attracted. So in the Bhagavad Gita, it's given there in chapter 2, one who is attracted to Bhoga and Aishwarya, they cannot become attracted. So if you are attracted to enjoying life, enjoying material life, then one cannot be attracted. So that's what they are attracted to. They think they don't accept the existence of God, so they have free will to do that. Okay, I think we should stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
saw that video. That guy was drinking while he was drinking whiskey.
Too far. I think we should just wait as soon as Kate is better with the next couple of days. Thank you. That's what I thought. I just wanted to check. Okay. I bought all the fruit. You know, I got all the bananas and all the fruit. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Sure.
What about this?
Yes.
So we should plan.